Raising money during a global economic crisis is tough at the very least. But our next guest did it, and to the government's benefit. Former Treasury Department Office of Debt Management Director Karthik Ramanathan raised $1.7 trillion by selling Treasury bills during the recession. Mr. Ramanathan is a finalist in the SAMMY's National Security and International Affairs category, and he joins us now this morning to discuss this accomplishment. Mr. Ramanathan, where in the world did you get the idea to sell these Treasury bills? How did you pull this off?
Oh, I think it was a good group of people I worked with, and also just the needs at the moment. I think the United States was facing a lot of pressing needs, and we came to the forefront in terms of financing the United States government and making sure it remains solvent.
And so that's about the level of the deficit, I guess, that we'll have this year. Who's buying the bonds? Give us a breakdown on, who's buying what percentage.
Absolutely. You know, there's a perception that it's just one or two individuals or one or two regions that are purchasing our Treasury debt. It's actually much more global. It's much more diversified. And part of my job at the U.S. Treasury was to make sure that I was in communication with these individuals and countries on an almost daily basis. And you were saying the deficit size. Essentially, we made decisions on issuing $8.4 trillion in debt and to finance a deficit of $1.4 trillion. And that informed, you know, what securities to issue, in what size, and in what frequency, and making sure there was sufficient demand out there.
So it's not just China, in other words, as people commonly say. Yeah.
That's a misconception. There's quite a few other countries who realize the value in owning Treasury securities, their liquidity. In the midst of a crisis last year, when every other market essentially ceased to operate, the one market that kept functioning was the U.S. Treasury market. And so it was my job and the job of my colleagues in my office to make sure that that market functioned properly.
I think it's important to remind our audience that you are not only a Service to America Medal finalist, but the very first part of this interview, you said something that's quite telling, and that is that you had a great team and great people supporting you. Tell me a bit about why that was so critical to getting you to this point and making this a successful project.
Absolutely. I can't think of an issue that was more pressing to national security of the United States over the past year than making sure that we could finance the United States government and make sure we were solvent. And that's not one person's job. The Office of Debt Management, and I'm sure you're aware, this was the original mission of the U.S. Treasury by Alexander Hamilton when he founded it. It was to consolidate the debt of the states and issue the national debt. This is a small office, 7 individuals, and we're all career staff. And really, we make decisions. Very little oversight. We're delegated the authority. And every decision we make has a huge impact. And unlike other jobs, we find out the results of our decisions the next day in the financial markets. And so making sure we have a trustworthy team, a team that can vent their opinions openly without fear of any type of attack, and making sure that we get all perspectives in place is important. That's one part, and that's with the career staff. The other part is making sure we get the political staff fully aware of what's happening and building their trust. And I think that combination is what made us successful.
We're speaking with the former Treasury Department Office of Debt Management Director, Karthik Ramanathan. Now, you recently retired, but I think it's fascinating that you got to the point that you did in your career. Give us a little quick rundown on your background, how you came to be in charge of such a vast but largely unseen effort.
Right. I was fortunate. I worked. I went to school in New York City and worked at a bank for a number of years. And in a number of different roles. I did that for almost a decade, and I think 9/11 came around, and in the midst of all that, I was working about 2 blocks away from when the towers fell. I remembered it vividly, and that really kind of changed my perception, and I wanted to come to government and contribute. My family has been in the United States for almost 45 years. All my relatives have come here. We've all done well, and it's probably time to give back. I started actually at the United States Treasury in 2005 as a GS-15, a career civil servant, and was promoted to director after a year. And in 2008 was appointed acting assistant secretary for financial markets. So nothing really out of the ordinary other than, you know, I think it's just working hard and making sure your views are known and hopefully making the right decisions along the way.
I think it's also interesting, you talked about how small the office is and how you don't even have 10 people in that office, and you get the feedback of the decisions that you make within 24 hours. Is it strange now getting all of this attention as a finalist for the Sammys after years of being behind the scenes and being sort of a quiet hero, really?
No, I don't know about the hero part, but I think about 2005, we were issuing $4 trillion of debt, and really no one paid attention to us. And here we are, you know, in 2009, issuing $8 trillion, and we're going to issue another $8 trillion this year. And the tremendous attention just makes us, you know, it forces us to be even more on the ball. And it makes every individual in my office a lot more focused. And it has been a great team, the same team, who keeps pushing forward. And I think this institutional knowledge is incredibly important, especially in the transition of administrations. Really, there was a period there between November of 2008 and March or April of 2009 where, you know, it was basically us managing the debt of the United States. And so I think that shows volumes to the competency and really breadth of experience in our office.
And Mr. Ramanathan, when you visit, say, a country or talk to someone, I guess it's someone from another government that would be purchasing these bonds, what do you say to them? I mean, is it a sales and marketing job, or is it just taking the order? I mean, what is it you say to them to convince them to buy these? Does it take convincing?
Absolutely. That's a very good question. You know, about 50% of my job and a couple of my colleagues in my office is to make sure our biggest clients, which is in a way how we think about our investors, are taken care of, and they know what they're going to be buying. They know what our strategy is. It's well communicated. That builds confidence. And that being able to be there in their offices around the world, making sure they can ask us any question, not just about the debt, but financial policy, the treasury policy about TARP or financial stabilization measures, that makes them feel good. And there were many times during the crisis, the conversations we had in 2006 and 2007 abroad, we were the only point of contact. In 2008, and they knew they could call us. We could at least give them a sense of what we were doing. And that speaks volumes to the way that they can manage their own portfolios and speak to their own bosses. So we have 35 of the largest investors in the world, the reserve managers, have direct lines to my office, and we make sure those relationships are fostered.
Well, it sounds like we should call you Ambassador Ramanathan.
One more quick question for you. As we have illustrated, you are retiring, but there is a whole slew of new Feds coming in, some young people, some not so young. Any advice for them? You have an entirely new generation of federal workers coming into the fold. What bottom line piece of advice would you proffer?
Be willing to stick your neck out. I think there are so many talented, incredibly bright individuals within the federal workforce. And oftentimes, you know, we're the butt of the media, we have other discussions taking place where the federal bureaucracy is blamed, but people don't realize the enormous, significant, and vital work that these employees do. In that vein, why not stick your neck out? If you have an idea, push it. If you fail, it's okay. You know, there'll be things happen in that regard, but often, more often than not, you will be successful. There will be others who will always be naysayers, but just keep pushing along. And I think in my career at Treasury, I came from a non-very bureaucratic place to a bureaucratic place, and I learned that if you push hard, if you have your ideas clearly communicated, if you can build a consensus among not just the career staff but the political staff, you will get things done. And I think you can be proud of those when you leave.
Well, thank you very much, and congratulations on your nomination for Sammy.
Thank you so much. Thanks for the time.